Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas Avi Mori Arav Hillel B'Meir Chamecha Reini Kabaris Mishkabo and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Lebracha. We're in Sefer Yirmiyahu and we are in Perek Mem Dalet. And in Perek Mem Dalet, we're going to, which is a 30 pasuk Perek, we are going to find in the first 14 psukim, Yirmiyahu is going to warn the Jews while they're in Egypt not to engage in Avodah Zarah. And of course, we're going to see, unfortunately, in the next 5 psukim that the Jews don't listen. And so therefore, the last 9 psukim are going to tell us about the prophecy of doom of the community in Mitzrayim as a result. And so we pick up where we left off. Hadavar asher ayah shamo Yirmiyahu al ko ayudim ayoshim beretz Mitzrayim ayoshim b'migdol b'sach b'anchesu b'nof b'eretz pasros leimor. Kadosh Baruch Hu sent a word to Yirmiyahu concerning all the Jews living in the different parts of the land of Egypt. They wanted to go to worship Avodah Zarah as the Egyptians do, and so Abravanel points out the message comes from Hashem to the Navi. And he says to him as follows, Ko amar Hashem tzvakos elokei Yisrael, atem risim es kol ara'a sheri beisi al Yerushalayim ve'al kol arei Yehuda. You saw all the evil that I had done, brought onto Yerushalayim and on the all the Judean cities. Vinam chorva hayom hazeh, vein bahem yoshev. You see that how destroyed they are today, and no one's living there. Mipnei asam, because of their evil, because the Radak says the evil of the people who are living there. Asher azu lachiseni lachas lakater lavod leelohim acherim asher lo yidaum hema atem vavosechem. He says, you know, you saw what they did to burn to other gods that they did not know, that did not know them or you or your forefathers. Vashlach aleichem es kol avadaya nevi'im hashkem v'shaloach. I sent all these prophets. It says the Abarbanel, I sent you. I warned you through my nevi'im who came along over and over again to tell you, don't do these terrible things. Leimor al tasu es adavar hatoiva azos asher sanesi v'lo shamu v'lo hitu es aznam l'shub meirasam. And of course, the people didn't listen to the Avodah Zarah and also to do vidui for their actions of the past. Says the Malvim levilti kater leelohim achirim v'ati tacham osi be'api v'ativar v'arei Yehuda v'chutzos Yerushalayim v'ati ena l'charva l'shmama kayam azeh. So God says through Yirmiyahu, I took my anger out and poured it out in the cities of Yehuda and in the streets of Yerushalayim, and they were destroyed. So God says, why are you guys doing the same thing? To cut off every man and woman, every child in Yehuda, to leave you nothing in return. You're trying to provoke me by going to serve Avodah Zarah in a land that you just happen to be living there. This isn't your land, and so you're going to get cut off, and you're going to become a curse among the nation that you're living among them. It's a double punishment, points out. Did you forget? Did you forget the reason that Yerushalayim was destroyed, the mistakes that you guys made, and the evils of your forefathers, the evils of the Malachim, the evils of the wives of each king, right? As we know, Abiyah's wife made a very crazy image for the Asherah, says the Radak. You should just know, says the Pasuk, they weren't crushed until this day. What does that mean? Their hearts weren't crushed because of their evil, says Rashi. They weren't humbled. They continued to go ahead. Lo yaru v'lo holchu b'torasi b'chukosai she'nasati lefneichem lefnei avoseichem. They didn't follow my Torah that I gave, that I put before them and before their forefathers. Lachin ko amar Hashem, he says, therefore, in Pasuk Yed Aleph, Elokei Yisrael, hineni sam panai bochem l'ra'a. Hashem says, I'm going to direct my attention towards you, and it's going to be bad. Ulachris says, Ko Yehuda, I'm going to destroy all of Yehuda. V'lakachti asheris Yehuda, asher samu pneim lavo eretz Mitzrayim lagur sham. I'm going to take the remnant that moved to Egypt. Vitamu ko beretz Mitzrayim yipolu b'cher barav yitamu mikatom ve'agado b'cher barav yamusu. They're going to all die out here. They're going to, the big and the small, they're going to die by the sword. Vayula alal l'shama. And I want you to know they're going to be an oath for bewilderment. People are going to swear by that. I'm going to do to them what I did to the people of Yerushalayim. Hashem says, there's going to be no survivors going back into the land of Israel. Only fugitives will be going back. In other words, Yirmiyo and Baruch ben Neriah came back from there. Because we're going to see that Nebuchadnezzar, when he conquers Mitzrayim, he's going to go ahead and he's going to exile them back to Eretz Yehuda. Vayanu es Yirmiyo. Es Yirmiyo, kol anu Hashem ha'yodim ki mekatros nishem le'elohim achirim. Kol anu Hashem ha'omdos kal gadol. V'chol am ha'yoshim beretz Mitzrayim betrapasros le'mor. All the men knew. There, in fact, all the women were bringing God, bringing the foreign gods a Ketores, but the Malbim said did so without their husbands' knowledge. Only the ones who knew that their wives were doing it answered Yirmiyo, but all the women, they definitely did know, and they were all involved, right? And they said Hadavar Shadibarte Elenu B'Shem Hashem Einenu Shomim Eilecha. They said you're quoting things. To say that you're speaking in the name of God, we're not listening. And why is that? They denied Yirmiyahu's evidence that they claimed the opposite was true. During Achaz and Menasha, when the Bnei Israel were steeped in Avodah Zarah, no evil befell them. During Tzidkiyo, when people were not so over the Avodah Zarah, evil prevailed them. And so they said, look, you're a little bit crazy. Kiasona says, Kol adabar sheyatsa mipinu lekata limlechatz ha-shamayim ve'eseich la nisachim kasher asinu anachnu ba'avuzenu melachinu v'sarenu v'ari Yehuda v'chutzers Yerushalayim v'nizba lecha v'niyatovim v'ra lo ra'inu. They said, we're going to go ahead and we are going to do everything that comes out of our mouths. We're going to bring incense to the Queen of Heaven. Right, that is the star that rules over the heavens. We don't have to do what you want us to do. We're going to do exactly what they did in Yerushalayim. V'nizba lechem v'niyatovim, and it's going to be good for us. For aralo ra'ino, you're going to see u'minaz chadano lekatan lemelachas hashamayim v'aseich lanesachim chasanu kol u'bacherav u'rav tamnu. Well, since we stopped bringing those things, our worlds became evil. Right? And when we burn this Ketores and pour libations, do we make the cakes in her image without our husbands or pour out without them? Right? In other words, maybe they were afraid that the Navi was going to tell the husbands to divorce them, so they said, oh, our husbands were the ones who were responsible. Don't worry, you think it's just us? We're not so bad, right? So Yirmiyahu says, oh, okay, right? You want to go ahead and do that? He answered it as follows: Halo es hakiter asher kitartem bar Yehuda b'chutzos Yerushalayim atem b'avoseichem alchechem b'sareichem b'amaretz osam zachar Hashem etal alibo. You brought back the memory about all of that stuff. Lo yuchal Hashem od laseis mipnei roam alaleichem mipnei atoibos asher asisem batiar tzechem lecharbo l'shamo l'kolamein yoshev kayom hazeh. You're going to see that all that stuff that you brought back to life, you're not going to be able to survive. You brought all sorts of ketores to Hashem, and you didn't listen to the word of Hashem and His Torah. And Al Kain Karas Eschem HaRa'azos Kayom HaZeh. That's why all this bad stuff is happening over here. So the Yirmiyahu speaks to the nation and specifically to the women, because they're the ones who led this effort over here, right? And so, Shimu Devar Hashem Kol Yehuda Asher Be'eretz Mitzrayim. He says, listen, all the people of Yehuda who are sitting in Yerushalayim, right? He says, you and your wives who are speaking in your mouths, in other words, they're saying, Hekim tekimenas nidrechem, asot hasanas nidrechem, lechushimu dvar Hashem kol Yehuda, yoshem veritz Mitzrayim. Henine nishbati b'shmi agadol amar Hashem, miyaot shmi nikra b'fi kol Yehuda, ish Yehuda, omer chai Hashem elokim b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. He says, behold, I swear by my name that I will no longer be called. I'm not going to wait for the people to do tshuva, says Mitzudas David. All the people of Egypt will be destroyed before they get any chance to go ahead and make any sort of opportunity to do tshuva, right? And then he showcased aleim le'ra'av lo le'tova. He says, I'm going to turn it bad, not good. V'tamu kol ish Yehuda asher be'eretz Mitzrayim b'cherev v'barav ha'kalosamu plite cherev yeshuvun min eretz Mitzrayim eretz Yehuda misei mispar. The people are going to go back. They're going to be very few. And then the people who came to live in Egypt from Eretz Yisrael, they'll know who stands, my word or the word of Malchus Shamayim. And you should just know, this is going to be a sign. There'll be a sign that my prophecy will be realized when you witness the downfall of Paro Chofra. You're going to see that the rest of the Nevuah, your doom, is also going to go ahead and happen. I'm going to show you he's going to be giving over, but Nebuchadnezzar, and those who work for Nebuchadnezzar, says the Abarbanel, he is going to be given over into Nebuchadnezzar. Now, According to the secular information, Paro Chofra was overthrown by the troops sent against him, who mutinied. And his successor handed him over to the Egyptians, who strangled him 7 years later. So the enemies, actually, according to the secular sources, were not Nebuchadnezzar, as Leah Barbadel suggests, but rather his enemies were the people inside his own situation. Whatever it was going to be a source of a sign to Bnei Yisrael of the evil that was to come upon them, which we will continue to hear about when we meet again tomorrow. Everyone have a great day.